This book is produced by RNIB. Late Season by Christabel Kent.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Christabel Kent was born in 1962. And now lives in Cambridge with her husband and five children. In between, she has lived in Medina, in northern Italy, and in Florence. Her first novel, A Party in San Niccolò, was published by Penguin last year. Late Season by Christabel Kent. For Louis, Kitty, Hamish, Molly, and Beatrice. Chapter 1. Anna saw the cars arrive from her terrace in the dusk, and watched as they disappeared down the lane and into the trees, where it was already quite dark. There were two estate cars with English plates, and a little airport hire car trying to keep up with Montale's pickup as it careered ahead of them on the dirt road, kicking up clouds of white dust and scattering the loose stone of the road surface beneath its fat tyres. As she watched them disappear, Anna wondered whether they knew what they were in for. The dust hung in the darkening air for a while before settling. The roar of the cars receded down the valley into the woods, and Anna sat down again on the terrace to catch the last of the evening sun. The vine that hung in tendrils from her pergola was turning red, and the few sharp black grapes it produced were almost ready for picking. Summer was over, and the sharp breath of winter not far away. At this time of year, the temperature dropped fast as evening fell, and it seemed to Anna more important than ever to catch the lingering warmth of the sun slanting low through the leaves. Montali's pickup came back up the lane alone.